As Aunt Teresa negotiated the purchases, Amelia overheard two men talking about a lava flow that was moving slowly toward Catania. Soon a crowd of men had gathered, each ambitious to outdo the other with his tales of the lava's powers of destruction and the city's walls' ability to protect the citizens. Nico and Roberto listened to the tales entranced. On the way home, Nico and Roberto discussed the fearsome lava and boasted about Catania's strong walls. Amelia, meanwhile, agonized about whether the lava had destroyed their village and whether Domenico and the goats were safe. That night, while she and the boys were supposedly asleep, Amelia heard the grown-ups talking. "I don't know whether it's better to stay in Catania or to leave," said Aunt Teresa. "Has anything like this ever happened before?" asked Mama. "I don't know," replied Uncle Piero, "but the city walls are strong and high." "Have they ever been besieged by lava?" asked Papa. "Not to my knowledge," answered Uncle Piero. "But if things get really bad, we can sail away to safety." "Perhaps we should stay," said Mama. "Besides, where would we go?" The citizens of Catania listened to people from other villages tell of the lava's progress. In early April, the lava reached the walls on the west side of the city. To the citizens' relief, the walls didn't break. For weeks, the lava gathered and pushed at the city walls. Then it began to ooze into the harbor. Perhaps the lava would drain into the sea? But no, it kept gathering outside the city walls. Finally, it began to spill over the wall into the western part of the city. "May we go see the lava?" begged Nico and Roberto. "No, it's too dangerous," said Papa. "You mustn't go anywhere near the walls."